Let me get you out of the way, Tyler.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths. The media's created to just follow the money.
Or fading.
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, here we go as we're live in Oak and Iron and T-Mill's best bets is a big weekend, big sports weekend. T-Mill is cleaned up now. Football has really been big for Tyler and I guess we would say that he is he's on a heater. I mean, he's 6 for 9, a heater. Paul.
Do we want to feed the ego?
Listen, I'm not gonna. I don't know, so I won't go full all the way through, Paul. But I feel like there is some degenerative tendencies with you. Are you a better Paul?
No, I stay away from
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Now, if somebody were to pay me like that new gambling company that had the Sydney Sweeney ad where she just goes, it's a spot.
I cannot believe I've not heard Tyler about that yet.
I can't either.
I've been waiting for him to just express,
my
to express me his feelings.
This commercial
is... Clearly you haven't seen it yet.
I can't believe this commercial isn't illegal. She's just naked the whole time and just saying, it's spot. For 30 seconds.
Well, she's holding footballs.
Footballs.
There's a basketball in there.
That's all that's hiding her
Good
stuff.
Her
lovelies.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her and her family.
Strong, powerful, independent woman. But I do not, in long answer, I do not gamble that often.
Good. Well, I am not either. I refuse to. Tyler tries to peer pressure me into it, but I refuse to.
Well, now's the time if either of you are going to.
Here we go.
I'm on a heater, baby.
Now's the time. All right, you can. We do this every night right here on the Fan, and you can find a lot of good nuggets. His best bets every single night. If you go on Twitter to @SpaceCitySharp, Tyler has all of his best bets there every single night. As I said, other things to help you out with your betting. What you got tonight as we head into the weekend?
Yeah, I got some football picks for the people for the weekend action for our first full weekend, full Sunday of NFL. And like Ron, like you just said, I mean, it is evident. It's right there for you, people. Every day this week has been green. All green days. If you want to sing along with that, you can, Ron. I know you like
Dookie.
Them. Yep, that's a good one. Three NFL picks for week one coming up. Over the weekend for the Drive family. First, Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm taking the Steelers -4.5. Aaron Rodgers, yes, he is old. Aaron Rodgers, yes, he is an interesting fella. But I think this old guy is going to want to make this last year everything he can. I think he gets started in the right direction. The Steelers roll against a very bad Falcons team. I like Steelers -4.5.
I believe that's the line.
Yeah, me either. It fluctuated a little bit earlier this morning, but
I don't know anything about that team. I feel like I don't know anything about that Steelers team.
But what do you know about the Falcons?
Well, I know Jack Strand is now their backup quarterback, so I hear you.
Yeah, so that's your first best bet. Second best bet here on a heater of a week for T-Bill's best bet. King Henry, running back, Houston Texans fans everywhere are very familiar with. Used to haunt us. King Henry, I got Derrick Henry for a prop bet for the people. Ravens running back gets over 80.5 rushing yards. That is 8-0 with the hook over for King Henry and the Ravens as they play the Colts in Indy this weekend. And your third and final best bet is the hometown squad. Cannot believe week one at home at Reliant. They are dogs, but they are very minimally. +1.5, 1 point and a hook for the Texans. Take it. I like the money line as well if you want to do that. But take the Texans +1.5 against the Bills, and let's get this week started right.
All right. That should be a bit of a precursor to our Friday finish. We'll see who Tyler picks in this game. Nobody has any idea where Tyler's going.
Bills win by one, obviously.
We're not sure where Tyler's going. By the way, if anyone missed it, Tyler – picked his Super Bowl teams earlier this week, and he went with the Texans. So
we're not sure
where he's going in game one tonight. But We'll find that out in the next segment. Again, yeah, our Friday finish, we'll tell you our predictions, including Paulie G, and we'll tell our predictions and how they're going to win the game. There it is, T. Mills Best Bet. Go check him out. Again, man, he's been in the green all week, so only really he'd had a perfect day if A.J. Brown didn't get injured.
Facts.
Or if maybe Drake May could throw a deep ball to somebody wide open.
You got to bring that up. Come
8 yards short.
It's been two. It's old news. It's been 2 days.
I'm just simply mentioning this due to the best bets. The A.J. Brown five and a half catches, one he missed.
Every second that we move past from that game, I think more and more about how bad May was in that game. And, like, the best plays he had were getting tackled out of bounds and underthrowing a flea flicker that resulted in a pass interference that set them up at the 1 yard line. Those are legitimately the only two things he did all game. Yeah.
Patriots fan,
and the flea flicker is probably not. He'd like to have that throw
Yeah.
All right. Listen, CJ is a big talking point here. The offensive line is a big talking point here, but Nick Caley is a big talking point here. And year two in this system. By God, you talked about it. I don't mean to bring up a bad thing, but I listened to a lot of the people in Boston over the last couple of days.
He's a loser!
And them really speak about how not just Drake May, but how conservative that offense was. And we know that is a similar offense that the Texans and Nick Caley is running. And it feels like what we've seen on this team. They want to run the football. They want to control the ball. They want to not turn the ball over. It feels like they may be a conservative-type team. And I think, to me, Nick Caley, this is a huge year him. I don't think this is a hot take. If this offense doesn't pick it up, like, CJ may not be the only fall guy here. Caley could be a fall guy.
I think there's theoretically a world where underachieves and they still try to bring back Stroud for one last year. Where Caley, there's no one with more pressure on him than Caley this year.
He is the fall guy. Yeah. He will be the fall guy.
You got upgrades. You know, I understand that maybe the receiver position with Jaden Higgins out for the year. You're thinking to yourself, oh, God, the weapons are on CJ. But, I mean, they got Kayshon Boutte, and every single Patriots fan wishes they still had Boutte today. So, yeah, man, you got to figure out how to make this offensive line work, and we know how they are, where they're rotating guys in and out, in and out.
Your running back room should be a better running back room than Nick Chubb. Your tight end room is whole and healthy now. You didn't get to have. So, yeah, not to mention, is it a big pressure year? But for him, because he needs to succeed better than he did last year. But for that, I will say this. For me, one sign on Sunday that will show me, right, maybe there's a shift in Nick Caley. Maybe he is turning over a new leaf. To me, a big thing and a big sign of that would be how he handles Nico Collins. Because coming into this game, you talked about, all right, Higgins is out, the injury's there. There aren't a lot of people on this offense that scare you. I think they probably know Kayshon Boutte a little bit more than maybe other teams do. So I think they've run and understand he could be a big play threat. But they have to be going into this game saying, all right, we know they're going to probably want to run the football, and then we're not going to let 12 beat us. And most of the time last year, if teams said, we're just not going to allow 12 to beat us, we're just going to put a second person over there with our corner to help, a lot of times he took himself out of the game. Example, last year against the Bills, Nico Collins, 3 targets in the game. 3 catches, 55 yards, 3 targets. He should not have 3 targets in a game, any game.
Right.
Any game.
You do have to look at it through the prism of Davis Mills. But you're right. I agree. Totally.
But we can say that about Davis Mills. But if we looked at Davis Mills when they played the Titans, he probably caught 12 balls with Davis Mills. So, I mean, but even with that, you got to help your quarterback, no matter who it is, to get your primetime player touches.
Yeah.
And that, to me, will be a show of, all right, maybe there is something different going on there.
First play of the game, do what you did against the Bills 2 years ago.
Just bomb it deep to Nico Collins.
I'll take a screen to him. I'll take it like off early and often. I hit the ball in his hands.
I still don't trust screens. The receiver screens on the Houston Texans.
I definitely trust it with him because he's hard to tackle and hard to get down.
Listen,
his yards after the catch stuff.
It's more the setup for the screen with the Texans. I just do not trust it. But I think, you know, you did it against the Chargers. You've done it against the Colts. You've done it against the Bills. Take the deep shot early and see if that unlocks CJ's confidence.
Yeah,
why not?
You know, I love to be aggressive. I think they're going to hand the ball off, but I love to be aggressive to start. But that to me is Nick Caserio, how he handles Nico Collins. It is just not an excuse that he gets taken out of games by coverage. You know, the other receivers that are of his ilk somehow find a way. I mean, we can't go through these years where Wandale Robinson is getting more touches and getting more targets than he is. Running Christian McCaffrey getting more targets than he is on this offense, right? Like with the other guys available, you got a guy who just got here. You got Xavier Hutchinson. He should be heavily featured, and there should be a real plan of Nick Caley being able to get him involved.
You know, while you're saying all that, and I'm hearing you mention running backs and the amount of targets running backs get, I'm really curious as to how much they work Woody Marks into the passing game.
I think he is the potential missing. Like, he's the guy that could explode this year that people aren't talking about.
How about let's do an impromptu game of Mary Passion sent to Belize. It's a different version of, you know, that game. You got Marlon Klein, you got Jalen Knoll, you got Woody Marks. Who of those guys are you expecting this year to be someone who's reliable week to week? Reliable maybe once in every blue moon, and then somebody who's not going to be reliable at all?
Woody is the reliable one.
So he's a Mary guy.
Yeah. He's like Woody. I've said, Paul, I think we're going to get to a point of the season where we say, okay, I'm not saying he needs to get shelved, but our running game is better when Woody Marks is getting it than David Montgomery. I think it's going to be a lot closer to what it was in Detroit. Again, I'm not calling him Gibbs. I'm just saying the split of carries. I think.
Yeah, we saw that from what was it, Jane Slater earlier in the offseason, and then she dialed
it
back.
Split, yeah.
But then we saw him against the Raiders, and I mean, he looked like Earl Campbell. Is that the Raiders just being garbage, or was that Woody Marks showing that he's got a lot of skills?
I love Woody Marks this season.